This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Corner Brook Mayor Jim Parsons says we can expect to see some big changes with the city's transit system this year. On Friday, government announced $120,000 will be spent on a two-year pilot program to provide free busing to seniors in receipt of the GIS, income support clients, and youth who take part in a youth services project. Parsons says staff have been working towards this for some time now.
We implemented electronic bus passes so that those clients can get a way to pay for their card. I think that's a great idea. I think it's something that it was a piloted, of course, first in with Metrobus in St. John's a few years ago, and now here we're doing it. So this is still, I think, from a provincial perspective, a pilot program when it comes to the income support and GIS clients. But I think we've been doing a lot of work with transit.
Parsons says transit is an important part of our city and is essential for many people who depend on this type of service. He says just before Christmas, the capacity was doubled by adding two new buses.
We're seeing a lot of usage right now, and we want to make it better. I mean, I think that the it's a chicken egg kind of thing. Like, if you have a service that's really, really good, hopefully people will use it more. And so we just completed a study on accessible transit, and we've got some money from the federal government to work toward implementing some programming around like a paratransit or accessible bus system.
Parsons says staff are looking at new technologies like on-demand systems. He would like to see free transit offered at least as a pilot project.
I'd really like to get to a point where, at least as a pilot project, we go free completely. And really to take down that barrier, get people to try the bus system. Because I think a lot of people would. And I think a lot of people would enjoy it. And a lot of people would look at, well, maybe I don't need my car anymore. Maybe it's a pain to have a car in winter, or, you know, I don't feel safe driving it anymore. Who knows?
Parsons says the transit system needs to be better so more people will choose to ride the bus. That's a look at BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.